Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev.
Ryan Holt, play voice of the Condors, joins us. And Ryan, I guess the first one is, how have they matched up against Stockton all season?
Well, we're 7-4 against Stockton all year. It's the reason why that this Condors team is actually still in it. We're 4 points back of Stockton, but we would have the tiebreak, which the first tiebreak is regulation in overtime wins, which we would be tied on because we have the same record. But it would also be the second tiebreak would be head-to-head, and the Condors are 7-4 against Stockton. We're 3-2 up here in Stockton, and hopefully at the end of the night we're 8-4 heading back home for a big one against San Jose tomorrow night and still in this thing. So it's good that this team still plays Stockton tonight and doesn't control their own destiny, but can really put some pressure on Stockton to win tomorrow night to seal their fate tomorrow evening. So hopefully a big win tonight and a lot of drama tomorrow night.
Going with Gustafson tonight or Ellis?
It'll be Nick Ellis again tonight for the Condors. It's his third straight start. I thought he was good in San Diego. I thought he was very good in San Antonio. He's a guy who's led us throughout the most of the second half of the season, and he'll get the start tonight.
Okay. Now, what any other lineup changes at all of note here in the last week or so that will impact tonight's roster?
Nothing of complete note will change from Wednesday night's lineup. Joe Gambardella will be back in. I think he's been pretty good up front. He's been on a line with Puljujarvi and Josh Curry here the last couple of games. But Gambardella, a rookie out of UMass Lowell, a guy the Oilers have signed for next season, a guy who figures to probably be in Bakersfield next year. But he's on an ATO with us here. He's the only one up front that's played significant amount of time in terms of the ATOs that we signed here over the last 10 days or so. It kind of feels like introduce yourself to your neighbor down there because, all the guys that have joined this team but not necessarily have played. And then on the back end, Zia Pagan's played. This will be his fourth game with the Condors now. I think he's looked good back there. He has a heck of a shot. I would say skating would probably be the area which, he'll be improving on probably this summer and into next season. But Pagan's a big body. He's all a 6'6". He speaks pretty good English as well, too. So that's good on the media side for us, and we're looking forward to having him hopefully next year as well, too.
Who's he been playing with?
He's been with Griffin Reinhart. So he's been on the right side with Griff, and then it's been Frazier and Simpson and then Fain and Becker for the last week and a half or so. I would imagine if things don't go our way tonight, if we end up in a situation where, tomorrow's game is just our final home game of the regular season and we don't have a shot tomorrow night, I would imagine you'd see a lot of new faces in the lineup. Evan Poli joined us this week. Evan Campbell joined us this week. Ryan Mantha's with us here in Stockton. So I would imagine it'd be a youthful lineup tomorrow, but hopefully a win tonight and we keep the same lineup or relatively the same lineup for tomorrow.
Now, you mentioned Pagan's playing the right side. He's a left shot. Is he used to playing the right side?
I think he looks very comfortable on that side. I haven't noticed anything glaring in terms of that, but his shot is something that is going to be his forte moving forward. I think I was talking with Joey LaLegia when he came off the ice after Pagan's first morning skate down in San Antonio, and he was kind of chuckling, and he looked back and he said, "Did you see Big Z shoot that puck?" And he just has a really nice shot. He's been on our second power play unit. Now, granted, we've lost here Jordan Osterley for at least the rest of this week. He was hit last week in Austin, and thankfully he's okay, but won't be playing tonight or tomorrow. So Pagan's been the quarterback of the second power play unit as Reinhart's moved up to the top power play unit with the group with Anton Lander. So he's been very good for us, Pagan has. And again, he hasn't played since February, so I was giving him the benefit of the doubt here this week, and he stepped in and filled in nicely.
So Mark Fain, is he basically kind of then in the third pair right now? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we obviously list our lines and lineups, but for the most part here in the AHL, your first through third lines, pretty much play the same amount of minutes, and D pairings are pretty steady in terms of their minutes played. There isn't really one pairing I think that guys go to on a game by game basis. Everyone pretty much kind of rotates through and whoever's going that night. But Fane's been playing with Becker and has kind of been the mentor role back there on the back six. I really can't say enough about what Mark Fane's done this year for this team. Just a cool, calm presence back there for this team. He's been a professional in every sense of the word. I've really gotten a chance to know him this year and know what he's all about. And he just loves playing the game of hockey, loves being here, and loves helping this team.
Ryan Holt joins us, play-by-play voice of the Condors. Ryan, you mentioned Pelliarvi, and now he's on a line with Curry, who scored, of course, in their last game. And so they've split up Lander and Jesse Pelliarvi. Is that just to try to get more consistent, at least two scoring lines going?
Yeah, I think so. I think a little depth in scoring and just a new look. We had lost two or three in a row there into Texas. And I think, Jerry Fleming and the coaching staff just looking to mix things up a little bit. The offense had gone a little dry, to begin this road trip and looking to mix things up a little bit. Pugliarvi had a nice pass to Curry to set up that goal in San Diego on Wednesday. Gambardella was the one who held the puck in along the wall, so it was a nice play by that entire line, who I thought had good little chemistry in the game on Wednesday, and hopefully they can they can duplicate that here tonight. Pugliarvi is on the top power play unit with Lander and Justin Fontaine sees time on there, Joey LaLeggia, and then Griffin Reinhardt's the quarterback. But Pugliarvi's certainly getting a ton of ice time down here and has kind of matured as this year has gone on.
Now, Ryan, looking at Griffin Reinhardt, and you mentioned him and Pagan playing together, how has Reinhardt's year gone for you as far as what's been the biggest area of improvement in his game?
I think he's been our most consistent defenseman in terms of, the expectations that were set out for him are obviously extremely high, and I think he's, performed admirably at that level. He's been, a physical presence for us, whether it has been on the penalty kill 5-on-5. And, we've obviously, talked at length this season about his offensive upside that he's brought to the table, which might not necessarily be in his arsenal moving forward, but it has been a nice little addition for this Condors team. And he's been good, in any situation that he's been placed in this year. When he's been paired with Jordan Oesterle, he's been able to kind of just be that defensive defenseman, let Oesterle kind of activate a little more. But we've seen Griff really growing confidence, I think, this year. He's a very, aware defenseman of what's going on. He has a good hockey sense, and he's been good for us, all year long. He's a guy that, they trust in any situation. And, he's had a great year here in Bakersfield, and I think the future is bright for him, wherever it is, if it's in Bakersfield, Edmonton, or wherever.
Now, Jordan Oesterle, you mentioned he's out for this week. If they make the postseason, will he be back?
Potentially. He's not skating this week, so I never like to, kind of project, a guy coming back from injury. It was a really nasty hit. We're actually fortunate that it's not worse than what it is right now. He's just sore, I think, more than anything. But, Oesterle was crunched from behind pretty good there. Jim O'Brien, who hit him, ended up getting a season-long suspension. Granted, it was only four games, but he was suspended the rest of the year. It was really a bad hit and kind of crunched him into the boards. But Oesterle will be out at least this weekend, and we'll see how far we can get in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, hits from behind are brutal. I'm not a fan of them at all, and happy to hear there was a four-game suspension. I'd probably prefer more, ideally. I do want to get quick thoughts on how's Brody DuPont been playing?
He's good. He's a funny guy, and he's helped us out certainly as a centerman. I think when we lost Kerr originally, so that would have been late January or mid-January, DuPont kind of filled in and really did a nice job down the middle because we were a stretch then down the middle. And DuPont's, kind of been a veteran leader up front for this Condors team. He's taken on a leadership role when needed, but I think more than anything, he's just brought a lot of experience. Not many of the guys knew about him when he joined the team, midway through the year, because he had, kind of joined Norfolk and wasn't really talked about. He was putting up great numbers in Norfolk, and then, when he finally got here, you take a look at his numbers in the American League, and he's got extensive experience, in Hartford and up and down in the AHL, and he's just been a good player for us. He kills penalties for us as well, too. And That third line I thought was our best line going last Wednesday against San Diego. That would have been with DeShano and Patty Russell, and just a hard-working energy line that, you know, kind of, you know, shakes things up a little bit from our top two lines.
Well, Ryan, enjoy the weekend, and hopefully a big win tonight against Stockton so it comes down to the final game of the season tomorrow night.
Absolutely, Jason. I appreciate the time. Thank you.